Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, you are listening to the award-winning...
Oh, shit.
She went there.
Oh,
Shag Maradonoid with me, award winner Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, also an award winner, Christopher Ramsey. Congratulations.
I honestly just thought there before we started, I wonder how long it'll take her to mention the award.
Oh.
How long? Seventh word.
Second.
Seventh word.
Seconds.
Literally. Hello, you are listening to the award. Yeah, seventh word.
Well done. Chuff for yourself.
Well done to all you guys. Thank you so much for voting.
Thank you.
We won Listener's Choice at the British Podcast Awards out of every single podcast in the UK.
That's the bit. That's what gets me.
Every
that's the bit
one.
That gets me.
Every single
that's
podcast
cool.
in the UK.
It's very cool.
Will have told their listeners, can you vote? And you guys, you beautiful smars and dars out there, voted and we won. Little old us won best, whatever, listener's choice. Best listeners. We won best listeners.
We just won a prize.
I'm going to rename it the listeners who vote the most podcast.
Yes.
Most proactive listeners.
I'm very proud of you all. Thank you. Honestly, thank you so much because, you know, you guys listen to us and we're so grateful, but to actually vote, to do something physical, to vote for us, it means the world and we're so chuffed. So
I voted on two email accounts because I'm a piece of shit.
Did you vote?
Oh, you're not a team player. You are not a team player. But you had to vote and then you had to wait for the email to come and then you had to confirm your email. So it wasn't a piece of paper. It wasn't
just
Dave and click vote. It was, you know.
Oh, I'll cry. That means even more. Oh, holy shit. That's effort.
Well done.
I don't vote for other
guys,
stuff, so.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It is episode 73. And without going any further, obviously, you know, votes and awards, you know, happy days, that's really nice. But guess what? Doesn't keep the lights on. Eh? Doesn't keep the heating on. Doesn't pay the bills. It's time for this week's...
Neither does this.
Shut up.
Bollocks.
It's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. No. This week's sponsor is... Summer Holidays.
Oh, they can fuck off.
Hey, is your kid just gone back to school or nursery? Well, guess what? It's the summer holidays. Hard fucking lines. Hey, have they just left the house? Yes, they have. How long have they been gone? 5 minutes, literally. Well, they're back now. Is it 6 weeks? No, it's 8 weeks this time, bitch. Kids' summer holidays.
Oh, nah.
It's okay, though. They'll be back in September. Well, mid-September, technically, nearly October. Kids' summer holidays.
Bullshit.
Welcome back to hell.
They never went back.
Oh,
they've just been off
gutted.
For months.
I'm gutted. I dropped them at nursery this morning and they were like, oh, last day tomorrow. And I was like, fuck this. Fuck this. Oh, God.
Oh, don't. Because I put this on Instagram having a little rant because my Instagram is full of really positive people and sometimes it really pisses me off. Honest, everyone's buzzing. And they're like, oh, got loads planned for the summer holidays. You know, the kids, we're not homeschooling anymore. We've got 6-8 weeks off. And I'm like, well, they've been off forever. There has been no routine for months and months and months. Who are these people who like being around the kids all the time because there's something medically wrong with them?
Wow.
No, I won't have it.
Right.
I love Robin.
Listen.
I would die for that kid.
Yes.
And you know I would.
Okay.
I would put myself in front of him if there was ever any harm, right?
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. I don't want to spend every day with him because it's unnatural. He's at an age of going to somewhere else. Right. It should be there, not with us. So I'm not looking forward to summer holidays. We will do it, you know, through gritted teeth. We'll take in places. We'll try to enjoy ourselves. But I'm sorry, I'm livid about it because it's horrible.
I think we can all agree that you have to hashtag pray for Chris at this difficult time because you've just heard what I've got 8 weeks with, Robin.
It's just
do you know what
will
cheer you up, Rosie? A nice little jingle. Play the jingle.
Oh, I had more to moan about.
Yeah,
have
I'm just
I run
cutting
out
you
of
off.
Time?
Well, this is the intro. Let's fucking go back
into
it.
Well, I just wanted to say, dead quickly, just to have a little more of a whinge, I put that on my Instagram and I got loads of messages of people saying, oh, have you thought about doing this? And what about this? And I just wanted to go, do you know what? Shove your activities up your arse because I'm done with activities.
I'm done with activities. What? Hello, Mrs. Ramsey. Hi. Yeah, you're our 1 millionth customer. You've won a free jet ski. I'm done with activities.
I'm done with nature walks and going to the seaside. I'm done with it. I'm done with it. Here's the jingle.
Oh, is there any point?
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to Shag Married Annoyed. I've had a little word with myself. I'm okay.
Technically a word with me, but carry on. She's had a word with us.
It's just intense.
Puts me place.
Because we've been working all the way through this as well. Yeah. So it's just been intense. Let's just say
it's
that.
Also, but I think it's because we work together. We do this. We work together. And like this morning, he went nursery this morning, and we sat and we had what other people may call a chat in the bedroom. When I got back, you were sitting having a coffee. I think I brought two egg sandwiches up, which
did.
I didn't really get any credit for.
Oh, for God! Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Just a little
thank
things.
You. I said thank you.
Yeah, well, not enough. And I brought you breakfast. Basically, breakfast in bed.
Yeah. Thanks.
And we sat and chatted for a good 45 minutes about work stuff. And I was like, we've just had a meeting. Like, this is like what other people would like fucking cordon off half the day for this.
Well,
this
other people would hire out a meeting room for what we had this morning.
And they
put it in the diary.
Yeah,
and it would
put
be
it in, everyone would go. Oh.
Yeah,
but
well, an hour.
Meeting, not a meeting room. Zoom call now. Zoom chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we literally have them as we wake up. Mm-hmm. It is a strange little life. But I wouldn't have it any other way.
Well,
no. Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm joking.
Trying to be positive.
We have had a lot going on.
Heck of a week.
As you may know.
Heck of a week.
Yeah. If you follow us on socials, you will know that around about 15 weeks ago, Chris and I booked. Quite,
big,
you know.
Big time booking.
And we managed to procreate.
Oh, slag. Sorry. Slag. Yeah, she is. Got herself knocked up, hasn't she? Filthy tart. Huh? Couldn't bloody keep your bloody legs shut, could you, love? Huh? Couldn't keep it in your knickers.
Do you know what I blame?
Make me sick. What?
4 p.m. wine time.
Oh, it was definitely 4 p.m. wine time.
Well, it was on the day when it was 2 p.m. wine time as well, actually.
Well, like I've said before, you had to do your 4 p.m. wine time video normally four wines in and telling everyone it's your first wine. And I was like, she's just fucking lying on the internet. This is our fourth or fifth wine.
Yeah. So we're having a baby, which we are.
We're having a baby.
Very, very excited about.
Very excited.
Not to bring down the mood, but we had a miscarriage with our last baby, which we've been vocal about on here, haven't we?
Yeah, but I don't know if many people know exactly what it was. It was blighted ovum, which is a missed miscarriage. Mm. So can you explain, just for anyone who doesn't know?
So, a missed miscarriage is when your body is very much pregnant. All the pregnancy tests say that you're pregnant. You produce the pregnancy sac and the baby, I think the baby passes away at around about 8 or 9 weeks. It's got something to do with the wall. Oh, I'm going to explain it terribly. Anyway, the baby passes away. And then what happened with us was we went to our 12-week scan and there was nothing there. The sac was there, but there was no baby. And it was really, really bad. And it was just bad time.
I remember we were sitting in the waiting room, and we went in, and it was just like, we've had a baby. So this is what you do. You just stick it in, you shake it about a bit, you get pregnant. Well, hey, here we go, and we get the scan. And it wasn't there. And it was like this crushing, like, what the fuck? Like, how is that not there? And it was the most, it wasn't like you bled, which would have obviously been horrendous as well, but it wasn't like a miscarriage that you go, oh, fuck, what's happening here? It was like, and here's the guy, oh, look, open the suitcase, you've packed nothing. It's fucking empty. Like, it was horrible.
Yeah.
Weirdly, with this whole COVID thing, you had to go in for the scan on your own, didn't you? So we, guys, everyone, thank you so much for the wonderful messages, the lovely comments and everything. Everyone's been incredible about it, especially the people who knew about last time. But, like, we didn't really feel it was real. The moment we told you guys it was real, that's when it felt real for us.
Yeah.
So we've kind of really found out at the same time as everyone else, because we were expecting shit again, weren't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't, you can be the most positive kind of, you know, positive thinking person in the world. But when that's happened to you before, when you've sat there at a scan, lay there at a scan thinking that you're pregnant, and then there's nothing on the screen, it's hard to not imagine that again. But everything was fine, touch wood, and everything was great, and we're over the moon. So dead happy. Robin's going to have a brother or sister, and we're going to have another little smar on the go.
Do you know how many times people have said, it's happened on a text and it's happened a couple of times on Instagram, and people are being lovely, so I haven't called them out on it, but someone said numerous times now, I've seen people saying, oh, Robin's going to be a brilliant big brother or sister. And I'm like, no, he'll be the brother no matter what.
All right.
No matter what the baby is, he'll be big brother. For, you know what I mean? Yeah. Someone said it on the text. It was a group text us. It was like, he'll make a brilliant brother or sister.
Oh.
It's like, well.
Well, listen, hey, he can be whatever he wants
to be.
Well,
of course. Yeah,
he's got time to grow. You never know. I am, you know, us, we are very, you know, modern thing. Whatever he wants to be, I'm happy with.
I am, speaking of being a modern man, I sat outside the hospital in the car, and I parked up, and there must have been loads of work going on at the RVI in Newcastle, so there was loads of builders and stuff, and I sat there in my car, and like these blokes like parked this massive fucking wagon in front of my car, so I was parked on the side of the road, and they parked in front of us. Have you ever seen, you know, it's normally intimidating seeing one man in a van, have you ever seen them where there's like four front seats in the front of this wagon, so there's just four builders sitting looking at us, and I'm like, oh, and you're always thinking, oh, is that him, or, you know, do they know who I am, or they're just thinking, who's this prick? And obviously I was waiting for you to text us. So you text us the photo of the scan with Hi Daddy written on. And I just started bawling my eyes out. Honestly, they were the four that didn't know where to look. They were the most uncomfortable looking blokes. They were just like four like burly builders. And they're like looking down. They're like looking. And it wasn't even at the point of like, ah, look at him, he's crying. It was like, we're outside the hospital. So they didn't know if it was joy or really bad news.
Someone's
so they were just
died.
Like, they were just like all on their phones, just like looking out the window, like papers, loads of newspapers came up. Bless them. So it's all right, lads. It was good news, lads. It was good news.
Oh, bless you. I've come up with a couple of names.
Oh, God.
Well, I've got, well, what about little CJ?
CJ?
COVID Junior.
Fuck me. I thought it was going to be Chris Junior there, but no.
No, no, it's not Chris Junior. Or, you know, I like alliteration.
Yeah.
I thought about Rona Ramsey.
Rona. Rona's a good name, actually.
Corona.
It's been ruined now, but Ramsey,
yeah.
Rona.
Yeah. Or Cash Cash Money Money Cash Cash.
Cash Cash Money Money Cash Cash. When you start flogging its soul on Instagram. Fucking got that look forward to everyone.
Look at you. Do you also find it hard to hold a mobile phone while holding a baby? Well, here's Rosie Ramsey's mobile phone holder shoulder. Boulder. Fucking all kinds of cack coming your way.
Listen, do you want to go to uni? Robin, do you want to go to uni? Do you want to live in a Mangy Halls? Do you want us to sell you off on Instagram? It's your choice, son. Same for you, Rona. Oh, don't. Shouldn't laugh. But it's true.
Oh, it's true.
Babadoo, 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 bab. So, you might have seen when we did the British Podcast Awards on my Instagram that I said to Chris, I haven't forgotten about this, Chris. Yeah. I said, if we win this award, can we get a caravan?
I remember specifically, I got a very important call when you said that and I had to leave the room.
We won the award. And we went looking at caravans, didn't we?
2 seconds. Hello?
Stop it.
Hello, is it? I've got this on flight mode, but hello? What?
It's the man from the caravan,
the president? The president's being attacked. I've got to go.
Really? You want to speak to the president?
And I wouldn't go.
Hang up that shit. So, yeah, we looked at caravans.
We looked at caravans.
Chris hated every single one.
If anyone's seen my approval needed special on Amazon, you will see there is a good 15-minute routine about how I hate caravans so much. But you know what? Don't mind motorhomes.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say.
Don't mind them.
We've come to a compromise, everybody. And looks like we might be in the running for a little Ramsey motorhome.
Cheeky little motorhome.
Little van on wheels.
Oh, no, we've given up.
Haven't given up.
I went to look at them, the showroom. It was us two and loads of 80-year-old people.
It really was. It really was. I think we're bringing down the caravan in age.
Literally,
a good 50 years.
People are, when they go to buy caravans and motorhomes, they are trading in burial plots. It's like, do you have a vehicle to trade in? Oh, I've got this spot in the cemetery that's worth $2,000. Oh, yes, we'll take that. Not a problem.
I reckon they've all just downsized. Yeah, that's what they've done. They've all downsized.
Probably,
buying a motorhome.
To be fair, fucking boomers.
Let us just tell you, though.
Yeah.
Thor.
Yes.
Chris Hemsworth. Uh-huh. He was caravanning last week.
Was he
with
now?
His family.
Was he
in
now?
In Australia. Fully blown. Was towing it on the back of his car.
The last bit of that sentence you said there. Thor, Chris Hemsworth, was caravanning with his family. And here's the key bit. Here's the best bit. Here's the bit that makes a difference. What was the next words?
In Australia.
In Australia. There it is. There it is. That's the kicker.
Oh, I'm sorry. Honestly, where would you rather go? Lake District or Australia?
Are you off your fucking nut?
I'd pick Australia.
So would I.
Anyway, I love the lakes. We'll be there. So dead excited. Just thought I'd let you know.
Just put a hand up for a high five and I'm letting it hang.
This is the motorhome high five. This is our new life. This is where we're van people now.
I've put so much fight up against it that I feel like I can't accept it.
No, you can get excited. The ones we looked at were absolutely lush. Come on, posh us out. We're gonna be cool. I mean, we'll not be cool when we're wheeling with shit to the place where you have to take it.
Oh, no, you're not allowed to use that toilet. No, you've got to use the toilets on site. You're not allowed to use the toilet on the caravan. That stays clean.
What?
No.
Oh, Chris, no, I'm not.
No.
I'm not going to the public toilets for a poo.
Yeah, no, you've got to.
We'll just poo in the caravan?
No. What, right next to where we chop the veg? Are you joking? Eh? Kidding me? You think this is?
Chris, come on.
Oh, God.
I'm excited. We could just waffle stamp it down the shower. Do you have to empty that?
That? I mean, I don't know. Where does the water from the shower go?
Oh, we'll have to find out all that.
I've got to find out all
this. Got to have a meeting.
Oh, God.
Can't wait.
I'm going to take some nappies just in case. Big adult nappies. Sit in the front seat and knock one out.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Public service announcement here, by the way, guys. Obviously, our SMAR tour got moved to 2021. Brackets, hopefully it definitely happens in 2021.
Oh, it better.
Watch this space.
Come on.
We have moved the London Adelphi, it was the London Theatre date that we had, the London Adelphi. It's moved to the London Palladium. Now, a couple of sneaky little tweeters who just must know capacity of venues immediately said to us, oh, will there be extra tickets because the Palladium's bigger? The answer is yes.
Yes.
The tickets are on sale now. It's 18th of May 2021. Sounds like sounds so far away, but I'm willing it so quickly to come that it doesn't. That is at the London Palladium. We're doing the London Palladium.
Mate, Wembley, Palladium.
It's amazing.
Castle Arena. I'm shitting your kids.
Do you know Bruce Forsyth is Ashes under the London Palladium stage?
Yeah. I heard that.
Very, very cool place. So that is on sale now. shagmarinoi.co.uk.com. Just fucking Google it. Jesus. 18th of May 2021. There are tickets at the Palladium. So there you go. If you fancy that, get involved.
See yous there.
Yes.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
While we're here, we might as well flog the book. Let's be honest, we're here.
Oh, we're flogging.
We're doing the audiobook next week.
We are.
We've got to go to a studio, which is in Newcastle, which isn't too bad, and we've got to read the audiobook.
I'm looking forward to this for two reasons.
Right.
One, because it'll be a good laugh and, you know, we'll be recording the audiobook, which is pretty exciting. Two, I'm looking forward to you reading it because you've never read it.
Never read the book. Read it as I was doing it. So you sent me your chapters and then I commented, then I wrote chapters and sent you, and that's how we kind of did it. We comment on each other's chapters. Yeah. It's kind of like an argument on paper. Yeah. The whole thing. We sort of heckle each other throughout the book. But then, it's been edited. It's been all put together. You sat and read it in the garden at the beginning of all lockdown and stuff. I haven't read it. So it'll be nice to read it.
Nice little surprise for
you. I'll be reading it and I'll be going, this is actually all right. And the people on the Skype from Penguin will be like, this is the most unprofessional man on earth. What a twat.
No.
You know, I'm like this with everything. You know, on Heaven, when I was on BBC, the sitcom, for those of you who don't know, I acted once in a sitcom called Heaven on BBC Two. I would walk into the block through, which is where you walk in and they just block where the cameras are going to go and kind of rehearse it. And I'd be reading from the script, even though the whole thing is like learn your lines the night before.
Yeah.
But I'd be reading from the script with it in front of us, and they'd all be like, this guy's an arsehole.
Yeah.
But then would have 5 minutes, everyone else would have a cup of tea. I'd learn it and I'd come back in and I'd know it. And I also knew everyone else's, which apparently you're not supposed to do. You're not supposed to tell them when they get a line wrong that they've said it wrong, or when they're having a moment, go, oh, this is your line. It's like really bad etiquette.
You were such a prick.
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
But I couldn't. So if someone was standing there like, oh, what's the line? I'd be like, oh, this is your line. And then it'd be like, oh. And I was like, what? Like, that's ridiculous. Like, why is that bad etiquette? Like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
It's just manners, Chris. Just basic.
But they didn't
manners. Know
it, and I told them it. What's wrong with that?
Just, you know.
Do you know what I mean? That's like, oh, I'm starving. Oh, do you want some of this sandwich? How dare you? All right, well, fuck yourself then. Look shit. Go on. Look shit at not knowing your lines. How was last night? Sit, learn your lines, did you? I watched Breaking Bad. Who had the best night? Who knows the lines now? I didn't really like it.
Never acted since.
I didn't really like it.
He's never done anything else since of an acting capacity.
They always ask us in interviews and go, are you going to act again? I go, do you know how fucking long it takes? Do you not turn up at a stand-up gig? I do an hour's worth of stuff, which takes an hour, then I leave. Fucking
God
hell.
Grafting
oh,
it.
Heavens above.
Mate, I'm not being funny. Your tours are not going to the minute. You might have to go in a bit of acting.
Do you know how acting takes really long for me to do, but it also feels a lot longer when people have to act with me? They're the ones you have to pray for, the rest of them. Their days are really good. It's just being around me. It just takes ages.
No, you're not as bad now.
Nah, I'm okay.
You're
now.
A better person now.
I'm matured.
Yeah. You are a bell end.
Well, do you know, right? And I'll hold your hand when I say this.
Yes.
Right? I wasn't a great person. I was a bit immature back in the day. Mm-hmm. You know, silly things and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what's really changed us?
Don't you dare
me
say.
Me bike.
You know.
My bike has saved us in many ways. I've matured. I've become a better person. I go on my bike regular exercise. You know.
I don't want to talk about your bike anymore. Please.
Oh, guys, sometimes I wish it was a video podcast because you looked so... You are like literally waiting for us to go, you've changed me life.
No,
Rosie.
I thought you were going to say Robin. I kind of thought you were going to say me, but then I was like, you might say Robin.
Nope, not my wife, not my child, me bike.
Your bike, great.
Which bike? Don't know. Got two. Yeah.
Poor Rona. What you got yourself in for? Dad shagging a bike and his ma's back.
I did not have sexual relations with that bike. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
Hello, Chris.
Here we go.
Chris, it's Barry.
Oh, hello, Barry.
No, I forgot my voice.
You forgot your voice.
I should did the wrong voice. Ah, yeah.
Boo. You're rubbish.
Listen, oh, Chris, listen.
Oh, that's Barry. Listen, what was your voice before?
Something in my throat. Listen, yeah, no, I'm not happy, like.
Right.
I'm absolutely raging, if I'm honest.
Okay.
I seen on Instagram about the baby.
Yeah.
Not being funny, but Rosie's left a baby here a couple of months ago.
What do you mean she's left?
Do you not
baby?
Remember I tell you she had a baby here?
Right.
I had a baby.
Right.
And I had her baby and she's off having another fucking baby.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Raging. What am I meant to do with this baby?
Well, if it's your baby, just look after it, raise
Who
it.
Who knows whose baby it is? It's
point.
Just here.
Good
cries
point.
All the time.
Could be anyone's.
I'm
Could
feeding it constantly.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Constantly.
All the time, mate.
like constant. You know, you're feeding it constantly.
23/7.
Gonna have an hour off.
So from me to you and her, hope yous all have a terrible time.
Right.
And just everything's shit.
Right.
Because
yeah, already
been,
there. We're already there.
Baby's
mate.
Already here.
Okay.
All right. Don't wish you well.
Does it have a name, this baby?
Chris. I'm gonna go, all right.
All right then. Trial. Good. Bye. Nah, is that the baby crying?
Didn't prepare.
No?
I just...
Are you admitting it was you then?
No. Right, listen. What's your beef?
You did a lot of typing before we started. Was it that?
No.
Right.
It was about everything else. No, because we've had a lot of talk about this week. There's loads of stuff. So anyway.
Okay, good. Yeah.
And just as a backstory, I do remember a few months ago, Barry rang and said there was a baby there. Yeah,
there was a baby there. This is honestly, this is a nightmare.
Just got to keep up with the storyline.
Right, what's your beef?
Do you want to go first? Problem?
Yeah, actually, I will. Might be with you this week, and it's been going on for a while.
Be gentle, because I am pregnant. And
oh, fucking you can stick that up your arse as well. Get rid of that. Stop that. No way. Listen, you chose, right? When you, like, tarted it up, right? You knew the consequences, right? Yeah? You know what you should have done? You should have put something on the end of it. Jeremy.
Wow.
Right? Might be with you. It's been happening a while. I've noticed it a lot recently, because you've been having a lot of baths.
Do love a bath.
And while I've been out watering your stupid plants, you've been bathing Robin as well. You never put the bath mat back up on the side of the bath to dry. You leave it on the bathroom floor every single time. And it's white, and that's a bathroom, that's a downstairs bathroom. I mean, not that people come round at the moment, but if someone did come round, that bath's up, mat on the floor for strangers to stand on. Do you go in and have a bath? And when you have to take that bath mat off the side of the bath where it lives, do you just look and go, oh, this is... jumped up here by itself again, I'll put it back on the floor.
Is this a problem?
Yes. The bath mat, when you're finished, you empty the bath, right? You rinse around the sides of the bath with a little shower head, and then you take the bath mat, pick it up, and you hang it over the side of the bath to dry. Because our bath has an overhang, it dries perfectly if you hang it on the side. And you never do it. It's always just on the floor, and it gets manky, and I'm sick of it. Raging.
Right.
Yeah.
I've got nothing to say about that.
Because you know you're wrong.
Well, I just don't see it as a problem. Oh, we're not going to get on in this motorhome.
Yeah, there'll be no bath mats, but you're not using the shower. You think you're using the shower in the motorhome? That's to wash the veg.
Why? How much veg are you eating?
Loads. The point,
isn't
it?
You're cutting the veg. You're washing the veg.
Cut the veg, eat loads of root vegetables, fill the whole thing with farts.
Are we vegetarians now?
We are in the motorhome. That's the life.
Fill the whole thing with what?
Farts.
Farts.
Fill the whole thing with farts. Loads of veg. Fill the whole caravan with farts. Not caravan, to motorhome. Fill the whole motorhome with farts. That's the point. In fact, I'm going to get that shower's not getting used at all. I'm getting an extender cord, a load of extender cords on the shower, and it's just to open the door, pull outside, and clean your bike while I'm outside.
Is your bike coming?
We're getting a bike rack.
Right. Great.
Both bikes.
Speaking of your stupid bike,
okay.
I didn't want to talk about it, but it is actually to do with my beef at the minute. Currently, this has been pissing me off since you got the bike, right?
Oh, okay. Which bike? Because I've got two, because I'm a bike guy. Bike?
Either. Just the ride itself.
Okay. Mm.
Sorry, sorry, twinging, are you?
I'm going to hot another car here.
Which one's better in the sexual department?
Totally different.
Is it?
Totally different. Right. Yeah, it depends what mood you're in.
Right. Because one of the tyres is a lot thicker than the other. So,
depends on the day of the week.
What you fancy?
Depends what you got planned after.
Yeah. Little cushion for the pushing. Yeah.
Stop it. Look, you're perverting me bikes. It's just good, clean fun, right? Mental health and that. I'm loving it.
Okay. Right. So my beef is, when you go out on your bike ride, you're going on a bike ride quite daily. It's like, got a bit weird.
Bike guy.
But whatever.
Fit.
Still think you're having an affair, but that's
Can we talk about that, by the way? Can we talk about the fact that you genuinely thought I was cheating on you because I kept going out on my bike in the middle of fucking lockdown? You thought I'd picked lockdown to cheat on you. You lunatic.
Worst things have happened. me beef is, you go for your little stupid bike ride.
Brilliant bike ride.
For your mental health.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And then you come back, you ring on the doorbell.
Yeah.
And I have to stop whatever I'm doing to let you back in the house.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, you're a 33-year-old man and you've got a set of keys to this house because you live here.
I don't like taking me keys on a bike ride. I don't like taking them.
Can you not just take the house key?
No, because then I have to take it off the little ring and it hurts me nails having to take it
off. Oh, Chris, I know, but honestly, it's just really infuriating whenever I'm busy and then I have to go let you in and I'm just like, and I hate your bike anyway, so just seeing you and all your stupid bike gear having to let you in the house. And when I'm always busy and I just want to go,
But I have to get you to come to the door anyway because I have to tell you how far I've gone and how long it took
Every single bastard dang.
So you might as well come and open the door for us anyway because I have to come and immediately
find you.
Why don't
you come
to the place
in the house
speed.
That I'm at?
What? Because it's easier for you to come to me.
It's not.
It
why
is.
Don't you just find out where, why don't you come to the kitchen window and I let you in the back?
All right, then. Well, that might be easier. But then I've got to trip my bike all the way through and put it in the office.
Oh, that's what it is. That's what it is. It's your bike.
Listen, I'm not taking that. Look, if you want, get us a little, some kind of, my birthday's coming up, get us some kind of little pouch that goes on my bike frame where I can put my keys in, a little, maybe a little Applin or something for the teacher.
Well, why don't you put a little bum bag? A little fanny pack?
I don't want a fanny pack.
I'm getting you one.
No, it has to be very aerodynamic if you do. No, I don't want a bum bag. No, I have to
say. Are you worried it's going to slow you down?
Oh, well, it'll take some seconds off me time, your crucial time. Might bring me average speed down.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly.
Get over yourself.
Do you know, I go past my auntie's house and I haven't seen her for ages and she says, like, ring on the doorbell and we have a little social distance chat and I'm like, no, it'll affect me time.
That's horrible.
Because sometimes I did stop at hers once and I paused me sort of route thing, but then I headed off and I was about a mile down the road and I realised I hadn't unpaused it and I was just knackered everything up. I didn't know what was going on.
Speaking of that, yeah. I put a stopwatch on the other day. Because the oven timer was on for something else and I needed the stopwatch on. Forgot about it, checked it. Later, it was 36 hours. Been on for 36 hours.
What were you doing?
I just forgot to stop it. You know, when you're like, oh, that's interesting. That's just kept going. So it was...
You're a fucking...
Do you know, I love stuff like that.
Just to put that into perspective, ladies and gentlemen, Rosie's just found out that time keeps going. Rosie's just found out that if you press go on a stopwatch, 36 hours later, it'll say 36 hours.
You are crazy.
Jesus.
Yeah? I was like, whoa. What have I been up to? What have I done? I do like stuff like that.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
That's ridiculous.
It's really, really lovely to have beef with you. Actually, while we're just here, really quickly, just want to... really, really, really quickly apologise to the Smars because obviously I've been pregnant for like a good solid like 13 weeks or whatever. I'm 14 weeks at the minute. Am I 14 weeks? Yeah, I'm 14 and a bit, whatever.
Oh, I don't know, check the stopwatch.
What? I've been a hormonal mess.
Oh,
and
God,
I feel like the last few podcasts have been a little bit like depressive and stuff. So I just want to apologize about that. I feel a lot better now. I'm past the first trimester, the 12 weeks, and I feel a lot more positive and a lot more upbeat. And I'm sorry if I've brought any of yous down. And I miss wine so much. Yeah. So much. Like,
yep.
But anyway.
I've swore off wine though, haven't I? Solidarity.
You have. Although you did have some on the podcast award night, which was a bit. You had one of my favorites. A really cold, lovely white.
Doesn't count.
Peanut Grigio.
Yeah, but that doesn't count though, because you said I could, because I didn't want any beer because it was gassy. Because I'd had too much to eat that day.
Fair enough. Love you.
I won't drink any red wine though.
No, don't you. Don't.
Not in front
you
of you.
Dare.
Okay. Good God.
Even at winter, don't you dare get. Don't you get. You know what's the
what
word?
If other people? Teased what if it? Other people in the room are drinking red wine? If we're allowed in rooms with other people by then. No, you know what it is. I won't.
No, you can. I will, man.
I sneak off to the bathroom in the middle of the night and I have a little red wine.
Oh,
anyway.
That's
yeah.
Healthy.
Yeah.
That's good for you. Yeah. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
It's time for questions from the public.
From the public, public.
Oh, sorry, you wanted to go for really long there.
Just wanted to have a competition.
Oh, God, I won anyway. Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it is shagmarinoid@gmail.com. You are continuing to knock it out the park with the stuff you send. It's always awesome. Thank you very much. Big shout out to the people last week who sent the jelly bean story. It's got a lot of traction.
A lot of people disgusted.
I forgot to put a warning or an apology for that.
We don't have to warn or apologise.
I just feel like everyone's used to it.
Well, you know, if you listen to this podcast, we've done worse stuff than that.
Yeah.
I was quite shocked at how many people were horrified by that. I was like, have you been listening to the full
set? The fishbowl's still up there. The fishbowl is still up there with the fish one that everyone really got upset at.
And the nipple nerve.
Nipple nerve, yeah.
I got a lot of upset messages about that. I know. A little
it's the ones that take your breath away, just make you go...
Not in like the good, sexy, take my breath away. Like
not in the good way.
I do get a lot of messages as well when the people are listening to the podcast and they're like, I had to pull over and vomit. And I'm like, Sandra?
Yeah, there's a lot of hyperbole going on.
Is that you?
Yeah. It's when people say, I'm literally dying. It's when you see online a comment like, I'm literally dying. Oh my God, I'm crying. I bet you were really straight-faced when you typed that.
Oh, like, you never know.
I'm not talking about our listeners. I'm talking about just when people write that in general on the internet. Yeah.
Ruffle.
I don't think anyone's ever ruffled while ruffling, because I think if they are ruffling, they haven't got their phone in their hand. They're too busy bloody ruffling.
They're too busy enjoying themselves. Yeah.
Ruffling around on the floor.
Ruffle.
Oh my God. Weirdly just popped in my head there. Someone has absolutely... I think, you know, Carol Baskin from... Have you seen this?
Did she do a video talking about Rolf Harris?
Happy birthday,
something?
Rolf Harris.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Someone's fucking had her life. I actually feel a little bit bad for her because she's literally like done a really heartfelt... Whether she murdered her husband or not.
And didn't she mention Jimmy Savile?
Yeah. How? So someone has had her life. So you must build a peer. You must build a peer to do a birthday shout out for you. Mm. And someone, obviously, because she's just not from the UK, she does a really heartfelt, innuendo laden birthday shout out to Rolf Harris. And Jimmy Savile gets a mention as well.
Wow.
Someone has had her fucking life. Allegedly.
We were just talking about. Don't allegedly. Bullshit. It's true.
Yeah, okay.
We were just talking about Rolf Harris and Jimmy Savile last week, and then look at that, Carol Baskin. How long ago does Tiger King feel?
Oh, crazy long.
So long ago.
Crazy long. Like, was that during lockdown?
Yeah, that was the beginning of lockdown.
Christ on a bike.
Fuck.
Ugh.
Anyway, synchronicity. It's the motorhome. That's where it is.
What? So the sign that the universe has given us that we need to get a motorhome is that Jimmy Savile and Rolf Harris have popped up in conversation in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. That's not a good sign.
Well,
that's a terrible
we'll
sign.
See. And I saw 11:11 today, so
you look for 11:11 every day. I've seen you sitting in front of your phone looking for it.
But it's nice.
Ugh.
Oh my, would you just let me look for the nice things in life?
God. Is it what I live with?
They've changed the star signs. Did you see that?
They've changed the star signs.
I'm a Leo now. I used to be a Virgo.
Oh, I'm a Leo.
You might not be anymore.
Oh.
Fully blown changed them.
Why have they changed them?
Because they left one out.
Right.
Years and years and years and years ago.
Right.
They left it out and they were like, we need to put this back in.
Great.
And they put it back in and it's messed them all up.
Brilliant. So does that not tell you that the entire thing's bollocks?
Well, I need to read what a Leo's like because then I might
Great. That's it. That fucking sums it up. Oh, well, it is bollocks unless I read it and I like the thing it says, in which case, then it's true. That's what it is. If it says that, you know, I don't really believe it, but then I read that it says I'm kind and I'm clever and, you know, that I'm a really warm, lovely, generous person and that I, like, think of others.
I'm
so, yes,
all
that's
of them
right.
things.
Yeah. And then, you know, on my date, I'm in the middle, so I could be a Virgo or I could be Leo's, but they're bastards, so I pick the other one and I'll base my entire life on that as fact. Fucking, honestly.
I used to have a Virgo book.
Cacker. Utter cacker.
Which I can now throw out the window because...
Oh,
I'm
I agree. Yeah. So you fully believe that, but now fuck that because someone. Oh, hey, heavens above.
Mind Virgos are meant to be really organised and really tidy and stuff, and I was always like, this is way off.
Oh, shut up! Shut up!
I don't even want to know if
my
I'm
kid's
still a Leo.
Gonna be livid. I haven't even spoken to her about it.
Oh god, they've changed the star. There's the star signs. The star signs that were written in the stars that were set in the stars have changed. Can you imagine if scientists came out and went, oh, by the way, we've just discovered there's another number in between 2 and 3 that we forgot about. Change everything.
2, 8. Going,
fuck off. Yeah.
Just who knows?
Caca.
Anyway. Caca. Can we crack on?
We can.
Right, here's the first question. This is really synchronicity again. Last night, I've got a question for you. Before
God, you're going to tell me fortune in a minute.
Before I do this. Oh, you're not good. Yeah. Before I do this question. It relates to something that I said on my Instagram last night. Last night, and I was waiting for today to tell you.
Okay.
Recently, our Robin has been saying love you too back. Like when you say love you, he goes love you too so much. He's like, he's so sweet. And before he put him to bed, he's like, love you to the moon. And I'm like, and the stars and all this kind of stuff. Like it's lovely. And he does it to you as well.
Yeah, I've heard him.
For some reason last night, I was on my Instagram and I was just saying, what would you rather? Would you rather have £1 million or Robin could never say I love you again?
Do you mean if I got £1 million, he would never say I love you again? Mm-hmm. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
So there's not. It's not a would you rather. It's would you
accept
be paid? Would you sell him saying I love you for £1 million? What could he say instead of it?
Just wouldn't say it. Just would never say it.
You'd never say I love you. So I'll go I love you and you go thanks.
Yeah. Go cool.
Tax free?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, easy.
No.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
oh, great. I knew you'd say that.
100% tax free.
I came up with a compromise.
Right.
I said
you're bending your own rule
no,
now.
No, no, I just said, well, how about 500 grand? Right. And he just says it every other week.
Fuck off.
That would do me.
Just. Yeah. What? Right. So your date. Guys, do you see what I'm living with here? This is why the fucking rooms get moved around. This is why she buys a new sofa every 5 minutes, because she's a maniac. You, in your head, came up with the idea that some evil, like Elon Musk or some evil genius billionaire wanted to buy, like the fucking Little Mermaid, wanted to buy Robin's ability to say I love you from £1 million. You then panicked in your head and gave a caveat to that and then went with that. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Because I really like hearing him say I love you.
Oh, God.
I don't know where it came from. God. I honestly don't know where it came from, but
you,
I do. No, do you know what? I've changed my mind.
Right.
I would just want to hear him say I love you forever.
Right, but hold on 2 seconds. I'll see. Yeah, I've sorted it. It's all gone. Don't worry. Okay. Don't worry. Even though you signed that imaginary contract, I've had it ripped up. Well done. Jesus.
Oh, phew.
You need to get out of the house. You need to go and do something.
I know. I told you I think I've gone daft. I'm going to be borrowing one of your bikes.
Not a million years.
Hey, so here, this is another £1 million question. This is good. Okay.
Right, okay. So that all came from the fact that this is, would you have £1 million for? Right, okay. Crikey.
No, that the thing on Instagram last night came from nowhere. I'll have to watch it back because I have no idea where it came from.
Right, okay.
For some reason.
Sorry, you did a video of all this?
Yeah.
Jesus
But then
Christ.
I wanted to ask you about it.
Right, okay.
So anyway.
Right.
I was upstairs in bed eating a yoghurt. You were down here.
That was, yes.
So, hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hello.
Me and my husband play a game called £1 million But.
Right.
Where we come up with scenarios you have to go through, but in return you get £1 million.
Got you.
Simple. So, this is the scenario here.
Right.
Tax-free, right? Because that's much more exciting.
Tax-free.
So, my question is, £1 million but, you have an audience every time you poo.
You're kidding us? I'm not gigging. I'm desperate for an audience, 100%.
Why are you pooing?
Why? I'll just do a gig. How many? How many's in the audience?
Well, okay, there's a few stipulations for you, as I know Chris likes details, right? I can't believe you just said yes straight away.
Yeah, straight. I'm desperate to get on stage.
Chris, we're all right. We're okay.
No.
We've got a sponsor for this now.
You're telling me you've never had a poo and thought, someone else should see that?
No. Absolutely.
Rosie, I've
not.
Often had a shit and turned around and looked at it and thought, I'm going to shout at Rosie to come and see this.
Oh, don't ever.
Sometimes
please.
I have them, right? And they're like sticking out of the water, standing up like a skyscraper.
Word.
I did one once and it was sticking out of the water like a skyscraper. And I thought, oh my God. And I flushed and the water just receded around it and then just came back up like it was a rock. I had to throw bits of paper at it.
Just want to let you all know you are listening to the British podcast winning.
Listener's choice. You did this.
Started this. So, These are the caveats.
Right.
Stipulations.
Okay.
Is that the same thing?
I don't care.
Okay. What? Nice. One, it lasts for as long as it takes you to spend the money. So it's not just one time. You get that £1 million. Every time you have a poo, right, until you've spent that £1 million, someone's watching you.
Oh, right. Well, I thought it was for the rest of your life, forever. So I could get that £1 million, spend it the next day, and then go to the toilet.
I suppose
and
so.
Oh,
well, okay.
Yeah. Line it up.
It could be anyone from your past or present. You will know them. It could be from the lady who served you at Tesco to your kid's school teacher.
Right, this changes things. Right. I thought it was just a faceless crowd.
Absolutely not. It's people you know.
Right.
It gets worse. Yes, it will even happen in public toilets, but you don't poo in public
toilets.
Don't
poo in public toilets, not a problem.
They don't make a sound, but they don't break eye contact either.
Oh, this is great. Keep sending these in, whoever you are. These are fantastic.
The last one is, they appear as soon as you sit on the toilet and then disappear as soon as you're done. This is from Sadie, by the way, and she said, I think I would, but I'd spend the money very quickly.
Yeah, same. Yeah. I'd just buy a massive house.
I would do it,
yeah. 100%. Yeah.
I'd just buy all the motor vans.
I would. Well, when I did that Time Crusher show for Channel 4, I had to live as, it was a show years ago, guys, that I did, and a whole load of celebrities had to live sort of as is in the past.
Mm.
So we were like Victorian era. It was really informative. I don't know if it's on 4D or whatever. But it was really, really good. But we had to live for a couple of days as was. So we couldn't just nip off to a Portaloo. It was like you're shitting in a hole in the floor.
Yeah.
So I would not shit for 2 or 3 days. And then in between, we went to like hotels while they were getting the set ready for the next sort of scene, for the next time frame. And I would just pop a little suppository up and just empty myself in them days. That's what I would do. I reckon that I could give myself 5 days to spend that money, but I don't think it would take that long.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a bike for £1 million.
Probably. Gold plated.
Buy that.
I would be livid if you bought that.
Well, why?
I would just buy loads of stuff and then sell them again.
Well, okay, to get the money back. No, they come back, I think, if it's the same money.
Oh, does it?
It's a dirty poo
money.
No,
you're making stuff up.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a great question. More of them, please, Sadie. That was fantastic.
Babadoo, 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 ba. I've got a quick little weird story here.
Got you.
Just see what you make of this. Somebody sent in, my friend, we'll call her Emma, recently met up with someone she met on Tinder. I love these ones.
Every Tinder story I've heard makes me so fucking thankful I wasn't single when Tinder came.
I know. Great, aren't they? So here we go. He seemed like a nice man and lived fairly nearby. She went to his house. He had a big house and was nice in real life too. That's good. His house and life seemed very normal. And he cooked pasta for her, which was apparently very nice.
Okay.
All seems all right, doesn't it? Yeah. Emma was very happy with her date so far, until she needed the toilet.
Oh, God.
She was directed down a corridor and into the toilet. Along the walls of the corridor were deer heads, and right at the end were heads of dogs. Emma came to the conclusion that this is fine, as it was probably his own dog that had died.
Wow. Which, that's not fine.
I don't think that's really fine. So she entered the toilet, and on the walls were dead cockroaches pinned to the wall. Not in cases or frames, but just pinned to the actual wall.
Sorry, no.
Dead cockroaches.
Like sort of taxidermy, like?
Taxidermy, but without the frames, or taxidermy's usually nicer things than cockroaches. Like, you know Angel on Escape the Chateau? She's got loads of butterflies.
Right.
On the walls.
Okay.
But they're nice.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I'd much rather look at a dead butterfly than a dead cockroach.
Good grief.
So,
okay.
And she ignored this and used the toilet.
Great.
I'm not sure I could.
I mean, unless it was a big fucking polar bear's mouth that you had to sit on.
You never know.
a big massive open polar bear's mouth.
Oh, no.
And you just finish having a shit and you stand up and you just fold its ear and it just flushes. Oh.
Is this a weird thing? I once watched a programme when I was younger, and you know when something sticks with you?
Yeah.
I watched a programme once and someone was on the loo. It might have been 999. I've talked about this before. I watched it. They were on the loo and like a rat came up from the toilet and bit
Got
them
you.
On the arse.
Wow.
Honestly.
Snakes is my one.
Well, yeah, that happens a lot in Australia and stuff.
Well, I saw a video where someone, they're just showing you a toilet, an empty toilet, and they flush it. And from that bit around the top where the water comes out, literally a snake comes down with the water. And I was like, Fuck well, that place.
Honestly, ever since I watched that programme when I was young, I must have been about 10.
Yeah.
Every toilet I've sat on that isn't mine. If I've been on holiday or whatever, I've had to check. Mid-wee. So like, stood up and had to have a look.
You're telling me you haven't found my pet rat that lives in the bathroom yet?
Unfortunately, no.
Fine. Bloody. Tell you what, I've got to have a word with him. He's been drinking me red wine.
Yeah, horrible.
So what happened then?
What do you mean?
With this woman.
Oh, sorry. It's all right. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's used the loo. Making her way back to the main house, her date told her to go and wait upstairs while he cleared up the kitchen.
Sorry.
Sounds like you.
You told her to go and wait upstairs?
Well, there must be booking.
After all... Right. This is my problem with people now.
The stay, I know.
Why do people do it? They go, and I went to his house and he had his mom stuffed and mounted on a chair and we had to eat with dinner from her knee as her glass dead eyes stared down at her. And in the morning, after I'd had sex with him and stepped over, I thought, I mean, fuck me.
This is weird.
Honestly.
Sometimes, have you never been desperate in your life? A little bit desperate for some... With me, it wasn't even sex. It was just a cuddle. I just wanted a cuddle.
No, that's all.
Oh, it's so tragic,
really
isn't it?
Sad.
It makes us really sad saying that, but it's true. So I can see where it's coming from, but I don't know if I would stay.
Okay.
But you know, in other countries other than the UK, or maybe just we don't hang around with like posh enough people, mounted deer heads and that is quite normal.
Yeah, okay.
We don't know that.
The cockroaches is weird, but
the cockroaches is rank, but you never know. Who knows? Anyway.
So she went upstairs.
So. Gone upstairs. In his this is when I would have left, right?
Oh, fuck, it gets worse.
In his room were dildos glued to the wall, pointing out like spikes, and there were three stuffed snakes straight across the row of dildos.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So like a dildo shelf? Like a floating dildo shelf?
Like a dildo shelf, yeah. Like the dildos are coat hangers. And
like a dildo bike rack?
Like a dildo bike rack.
Sticking out. Oh my god.
And there
were
stuffed snakes across them.
Right.
I'm imagining that they're intertwined between the dildos.
Oh my god.
Like that. Weird, isn't it? It would have been less weird if there weren't dildos. If they'd just been bits of wood.
Right.
You'd
go,
well, this guy
why
just
dildos?
Loves taxidermy. Why dildos?
Right. So she went up.
Emma ran out of the house without saying a word to her date, and I doubt he even knew she had left.
Wow.
So she left by then. That.
Well done, love.
Well done, Emma. You made the right decision.
Glad you left. That's fucking creepy. There's some weird people out. Massive house as well, by the sounds of things. She said he had a massive house.
Thinking,
she's only got a few quid.
I'm thinking he might be a bit rich.
Right.
Yeah.
Eccentric.
That might be why she stayed a bit longer.
Maybe.
Do you know what I mean? Hard times.
God.
You might think, look, I could probably deal with that.
Why are the snakes on dildos?
I don't know.
As if that's not weird enough. Why are the cockroaches on the... Why... Of all fucking rooms, would you put a cockroach on the wall? Kitchen and bathroom is where you probably may see a cockroach in real life.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you put fake ones on the walls?
Maybe it's to ward off the other cockroaches. Maybe
well,
it's
well,
a
well
thing.
No, not really. Because there's a real cockroach there. He goes, right, I'll just stay still. And you just think I'm one of these cockroaches. Right, lights off. Right, here we go.
Yeah.
And cockroach about again now.
Who knows?
Fucking weirdo. Well done for leaving. Well done. We're proud of you.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello.
Hi.
That was like what I used to be like when I was a kids entertainer.
Right.
Just wanted to ask, as I don't think anyone has done before, what's the worst or funniest thing you've both done when you've been drunk? My husband's drunk story goes like this. He went out one night around 3 years ago. I put the kids to bed and went...
Long night out. Carry on. Is he back yet? Eh? Hey.
I hate it when you do dad jokes.
Oh, I miss gigging so much.
I know. Oh, God. Oh, Chris, don't, because it's really sad. Everything's been postponed. Oh, babes. Don't know about your tour yet, though, so just in case anyone's got
tickets
for Chris's
tour.
Yes,
yes, we still don't know what's happening.
Anyway, I put the kids to bed and went to bed myself. I expected him to wake me up when he came in, but he didn't. I woke up early with the kids and thought I'd leave him to sleep off his hangover. He was drunkenly snoring in the bed next to me.
Mm.
I took the kids downstairs and I noticed the toolbox on the kitchen bench. A bit random, I thought, as I was sure it wasn't there the night before, but I just put it away and forgot about it.
Oh.
After sorting the kids' breakfast, etc., we went into the conservatory and they were playing with their toys when I looked up and noticed something strange on the roof of the conservatory.
Okay.
I went back upstairs to look out of our bedroom window to see what on earth it was. I made my way round to the window, my partner's side of the bed, and was greeted with a horrific sight. A huge chunk of carpet right next to my partner's side of the bed was missing. I looked out of the window and there was the carpet on top of the conservatory roof, covered in something which I later discovered was my partner's drunken sick.
Wow.
Needless to say, I woke him up absolutely furious and he proceeded to tell me that he got into bed, he threw up over the side of the bed,
yeah,
and instead of cleaning it up like a normal person,
yeah,
or even disgustingly
exactly
putting a towel over it,
yeah, yeah,
he went downstairs,
got his Stanley knife,
yeah, from the tool bag, yeah, and started hacking at the carpet.
Fucking genius. I love this
no.
man. That's one of the best things I've ever heard.
But I'm sorry.
So he was, what an amazing drunken mind. He hung out. I know exactly what happened. He got in,
yeah,
he lay down. He did, yeah, that thing where you go, I'll just go to bed, sleep it off. And the room goes,
yep,
and you go, oh, fuck. Hide up,
on you.
Looked at it, and just what a man. What a, not being sexist, but what a, like, what a narrow-minded, blokey thing to do, which,
yeah,
is why it's
ridiculous.
So brilliant. Oh, that little patch of carpet snackhead, Stanley knife, out the fucking window onto the concert. Hey.
No, I'm not clapping that.
I'm clapping twice for both of us.
Your kidneys.
He is my hero.
He's a moron.
Fucking brilliant.
The man's a moron. Who hacks
amazing.
Up the carpet.
Absolutely amazing.
Because of vomit. I'm so, no, I can't even take that clap back. This is the
like,
most stupidest thing I've ever heard in my
like
life.
It's the worst life hack ever.
Ridiculous.
Fucking hell.
If you did that, I would be absolutely livid. She's gone on to say, this is Maxine, by the way, she's gone on to say that they'd only moved in the house not long ago and it was a brand new carpet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
livid
God.
She was. Livid. She said, it's been 3 years and a house move later and I still occasionally remind him about it. What a twat. I agree.
So good. It's so good. I love him.
I don't. I think that's...
Straight away, you know, when
crazy.
You said there was a bit of carpet missing, I knew exactly what had happened immediately. I did the whole thing in my head. Toolbox, bish, bob. It's beautiful, that. It was like an episode of Sherlock, the way I had to put that together.
Do you not
in
think
head.
That's some, like something of a sitcom? Like
100%. Just, Friday night dinner. Yeah,
being
yeah, yeah.
Sick. I'm just going to
fucking
the carpet
phenomenal.
Up.
I love it. I think great. He's brilliant. Brilliant. And he's drunken head, you know. He saw it was a new house that hadn't lived in long. I guarantee you, I will put my £1 million that I've got off shit in front of people that I just. I will blow that all on a bet now that in his drunken mind, he was picturing the carpet fitter because he'd watched him with a Stanley knife cutting the extra bits off.
Do you think?
Yeah, 100%. Love him.
Babadoo, 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 ba. This might make you tingle a bit.
In a sexual way or
no,
a sad way?
And I don't know. It's a bit
hey,
rude.
Guess what? I'm up for both.
Oh, well.
I'm up for both.
Hey, me too. Me too. Sexy, sad sex. You ever had sad sex?
Not that I met you. Whoa, where's that come from?
I did cry once after sex, remember?
Well, I
not in a
know?
Bad way. Like, I don't know. Is this too much?
I don't know.
Just not remember when I was just happy and emotional. And I had a little cry. Right
want,
after sex.
Do I want people to know that?
I don't know.
You went through a stage of doing that.
I know.
It's really strange. You did. You went through a stage of... having a little cry afterwards.
Just hormones and emotions and stuff, isn't it?
Honestly, do you see what I live with?
You live with a woman, that's what it is. We're complex little creatures.
Don't bundle the rest of them in with you. You're special. You're on your own weird little shelf up there.
I am.
Made of dildos.
I like it, though. I like it up here. Safe, strong, protected. Shafted. Shafty. Right. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Please keep me anonymous.
Nah.
No,
yeah,
we will.
We always do.
We always do. This. I apologise because I feel like I've just picked the rude ones, but I'm in a bit of a giddy mood.
Go for
so,
it, who cares?
Just listening to episode 70 about the condom story, when I'm mother-in-law.
Oh, God,
fished it out of
heavens
her
to Betsy. Some of the things we've discussed on here.
No, I love it, though.
Same.
30 million downloads, so that's a lot of people over the world.
Knocking on 40 now, we're over 35.
It's not.
We're over 35 million.
No, who told you that?
I saw it in a press release the other day. Jesus.
Shut up.
Yes.
Wow. I'm going to have to text me Nana. I'm not joking.
I know you. The best bit is you're not joking. That's the best bit.
My boyfriend and I listened to this podcast together, and upon hearing this story, we decided we needed to send in our story about something that happened to us at the start of our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And they felt compelled.
So they heard the story of a mother-in-law, a potential mother-in-law to be, fishing a condom out of a girl.
Her son's
and
girlfriend.
They resonated somehow with this and have sent us some, well...
This is why I love this podcast.
I'm all ears.
So here we go. My boyfriend has a Prince Albert piercing.
Never in the world. Get him in the sea. Get him in. That is... You dirty, dirty, horrible pervert. I hate him.
No. At first, the idea of this terrified me. Now, don't be scared, girls. It's wonderful. Crack on. She loves it.
Well, I knew that's what it's for. It's for clitoral stimulation. That's what it's for.
How can it be for clitoral stimulation?
Because the other bit comes out the top.
Do you know where a clitoris is, Chris?
Yeah, on the top bit. Do I know where a clitoris is? I think you'll just find you cry after sex sometimes. So it sticks out of you. Now, so the Prince Albert.
Wow.
The Prince Albert's like a fishing hook. But it goes in the end of the dick.
Right.
It goes in the end and then it comes out of the top. It's horrible.
But that it goes nowhere near. If that's inside a lady, it goes nowhere near
the top. The top of the penis has a metal ball on it, like a fucking bulb on the top of a submarine.
But to be able to touch your clitoris, you just have to be bashing his flaccid penis off the top of our vag.
Is that not how you do sex?
No.
I thought that because it's like ribbed for pleasure kind of thing, isn't it? That's what the little ball's for, and I thought it was for the top bit.
No, it must be inside.
Right,
like,
okay then.
The penetration, like, it must be
at the
top of the...
In the British Podcast Awards, how were we not nominated for Best Arts and Culture?
I have no idea, Chris.
Or even Best Relationships, because this is helpful. And we don't even know where... we don't know where clitoris is.
I've wrote an email. I know where my clitoris is.
Don't you lie, it moves. Now, I don't know where it is today.
It's like that table in the caravan we looked at. You can just...
It's like, where's Wally, innit? It's like, where's Wally? You go, I know this one, he's over here. Hold on, where is he? Oh, no, yeah, he's behind the fruit stand.
Lost him again.
For supper, so.
Okay. Anyway, she loves it.
Mm-hmm.
It would terrify me. I'm not going to lie to you.
It would terrify me getting it
terrify
done.
Me.
It's the worst thing in the world.
Really quick story.
Right.
I used to work at the gadget shop.
Right.
I worked with a man who had his foreskin cut. So when he got an erection, it was like a cobra. Like,
shut the fuck up.
He showed us a picture.
Oh, did he now? Good. Well, get him on. Showing young girls photos of that. When he get his details up. Get him shafted out there now.
I know, actually.
Did he pervert?
Yeah, I was only 16, 17.
And he showed you a photo of his dick being a snake dick, cobra dick.
I mean, I was all right with looking at it. How old was he? I don't even know. He wasn't that old. Ugh. Jesus. Weird thinking about it that
count
now,
the rings.
Isn't it?
Count the rings on it.
He didn't have it pierced. It was just his skin was cut.
Oh, okay.
So that when he got an erection, it was like a... Like, you know how people cut the tongue sometimes?
I hope, upon hope now, whoever he is, I hope since then he's got it caught in something and it's really, really hurt him. Because I think that's silly. And I hope it's come back to bite him, ironically.
Literally. No, each to their own, though.
Each to their own. But don't be getting your dick sliced so it looks like a cobra. What are you doing?
How bored must you be of wanking and just like life in general?
I honestly think you're misremembering this. I don't think this was a thing.
I do absolutely remember it being.
And I'm not Googling it as you're all listening now thinking, quickly, I hope the Google. I'm not Googling that. Not a chance.
We'll Google it later.
Fucking Sky, I'm sure that I'm a was lunatic. A thing. Yeah.
Okay. We had just had a fairly vigorous session and afterwards he realised that the ring was missing.
Bollocks. Nah.
He wasn't sure if it was there at the start. Must take it in and out.
He wasn't sure if it was... Well, like a set of keys. Like a set of keys. Don't know where they are. Not sure. Is me ring on me knob before I have sex with me?
Listen,
get the fucking metal. Get the metal detector out later and see who's got it.
Listen, he went all over the house to check if it hadn't fell out earlier.
Was he didn't walk around with note on?
As his son might ask questions, if he found it on the floor in the morning, he wasn't staying with us that night, might I add. Imagine, Daddy, what's this ring? Found these fingers and that. Oh,
oh God. Prince Albert is the worst man.
Here we go. Searched, no ring.
Mm.
Very strange, we thought.
Yeah.
I was worried that it had come off inside of me, and it was going to rip up all my internal organs. I had to check.
Great.
I crouched down as far as I could in the bathroom with my legs open and had to go as deep as I could, which is not easy, let me tell you.
Sake, that's what she man. Said.
It's not easy.
Right, okay.
Okay. No. Then suddenly, I felt a ding.
Jesus.
And I had found it. My boyfriend was now outside the door and I shouted, "It's in me!
It's in me. It's in me." What is wrong with everyone?
It wouldn't budge and had nestled itself away quite happily, and I had to push and tug to get my body to release it. Get your body to release it.
What?
It really didn't want to let it go.
It's like that scene in Flash Gordon, you know, where they put their hands in that rock and that thing stings them.
No. I've never seen Flash Gordon.
Timothy Dalton and Flash in Piers of Bandy.
I've never seen it.
Oh, anyone who knows it, you know what I'm talking about. They put their hands in this rock and they've got to put it, there's all these different holes into this rock and there's this like fucking thing inside that can kill you.
Like them things when you were a kid and you had to put you and feel what was inside. Well, and I always, guess. Yeah,
so Flash Gordon ruined that for me.
Oh, right.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I watched it, but that's what this reminds me of.
The rat in the toilet ruined that for me as well.
There we go, yeah.
Don't like surprises.
God. Well, Flash Gordon's the rat in the toilet, but in space.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's a scorpion.
I'll look on YouTube.
Okay.
After a couple of goes, my body released it and we reunited them. Happy times.
Jesus fucking Christ.
From then on, we called it my magpie vagina as it saw something shiny and claimed it as its own.
I'm not even going to give you. I'm not even going to give you credit for how witty that is because I'm so disgusted in your story and
it's
your
very
antics.
Good. Listen, you enjoy Yuck. Your Prince Albert on your willy.
God.
Each to their own, Christopher. We can't judge people.
No, I can. No, I absolutely can. I absolutely can. And if I ever meet him, I'm going to throw a magnet at his dick. See how much he likes it.
Ow.
Pervert.
Ow. My brother wants to get a metal detector, doesn't he? My Kev.
I had no idea where that was going. I had no idea. No, your brother bought a really expensive, really strong magnet that you put on a string.
Did he?
Yeah, he bought a magnet that you put on a string and you drag it through rivers and it fucking pulls a load of stuff up.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. So I only heard half the story.
Brilliant. So you weren't listening.
So was that the rest of the story?
Yeah, so the story is he bought a magnet and now he goes to rivers with a bit of magnet wrapped around a rope. Oh. He found some ammunition he had to go and hand in at the police station.
Yeah,
still alive.
From World War One.
Yeah, still alive.
Yeah. See, there you go. Saving the country.
It would have sat there. Just boring. Just a boring, stupid thing to do. Just
He's got a hobby. Leave him alone.
It's not a hobby. I'm not letting him have that. Not
Love
a hobby.
You, Kev.
Not a hobby. He's got a bike. Come out on your bike with us. I've said, Kev, come out on your bike with us. Idiot.
He's too busy.
Don't tell me, Dad, that you're going rivers with magnets because he'll join you because that's absolutely up me dad's street. I'll never hear the fucking end of it.
I'm going to tell him. Oh. Babadoo, 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 ba. Chris.
Yes.
Spell roast.
Roast.
Mm-hmm.
R-O-A-S-T.
Spell most.
M-O-S-T.
Spell host.
H-O-S-T.
What'd you put in a toaster?
Bread.
Fucking hell.
Do you know what it makes?
Hot bread.
Backfire that, didn't it?
It did. Never mind. I just wanted to test it.
Dead excited there, weren't you?
No,
dead excited
honestly.
Sorry, no. You must have mistaken me. For a six-year-old.
I'm going to try it on Robin when he gets back.
What are we going to do next? You're going to do one of them little pick a number, pick a colour things, eh? Childish. Do you know why I'm so mentally agile? Bike rides.
Great. Here's one for you.
Yeah.
The man who made it, sold it.
Coffin.
I haven't even finished.
Okay, then.
Oh, you've ruined it.
It's a coffin, isn't it?
You've ruined it.
Oh, I'm so good.
Oh, you're a Bella. No, you, for the sake of our listeners, you didn't even play along because you're that arrogant. You couldn't even play along and put your arrogance to one side and go, you know what? I know the answer to this, but I'm going to play along just in case anyone listening hasn't heard this. Yeah. You're such a Bella.
Do you know what it is? You're calling me arrogant. All you're trying to do is make me look stupid on my own podcast
Absolutely not.
How dare you? How dare you?
Just so anyone wants to know that, the man who made it, sold it. The man who bought it, never used it. The man who used it, never saw it. Because he was brown bread. Brown hot bread.
Hot bread.
Dead. Babadoo, 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 ba. Once again, thank you so much. We say it all the time, but we genuinely mean it. Thank you for coming back week after week. You've been listening to Shag Maradinoid, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, guys, thank you so, so much. As always, if you want to get in touch at shagmaradinoid@gmail.com, the audio book and the book are coming out on the 3rd of September.
Yay!
3rd of September. The book will be out and the audio book will be out. You can pre-order those now. And as I said, the new tickets, extra tickets for the London Palladium show are on sale also on shagmarinor.com. Stay safe. Stay well. We love you a bit. We'll see you next week.
Love yous. Bye.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.